ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 43। एतैरधर्मो विज्ञाता स्थानं दण्डस्य युज्यते सर्वकर्मानुरोधेन दण्डम् अर्हन्ति कारिणः। Translation by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the candidates for punishment are those who are confirmed by these many witnesses to have deviated from their prescribed regulative duties. Everyone engaged in fruity activities is suitable to be subjected to punishment according to his sinful acts. There is no purport for this. We will read the next verse also. Text 44.
संभवन्ति हि भद्राणि विपरीतानि जानख कारिणं गुणसंगोस्ति देहवान् नहि कर्मकृत्।
ओ इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ वैकुंठ, यू आर सिनलेस, बट दोस विद इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड आर ऑल कर्मीज, वेदर एक्टिंग पाइसली और इम्पाइसली। बोथ काइंड्स ऑफ एक्शंस आर पॉसिबल फॉर दम बिकॉज दे आर कंटामिनेटेड बाय द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर एंड मस्ट एक्ट अकॉर्डिंगली। One who has accepted a material body cannot be inactive, and sinful action is inevitable for one acting under the modes of material nature. Therefore, all the living entities within this material world are punishable. Purport: the difference between human beings and non-human beings is that a human is supposed to act according to the directions of the Vedas. Unfortunately, men manufacture their own ways of acting without reference to the Vedas. Therefore, all of them commit sinful actions and are punishable.
एतैरधर्म विज्ञाता स्थानं दण्डस्य युज्यते सर्वकर्मानुरोधेन दण्डम् अर्हन्ति कारिणः।
Candidates for punishment are those who are confirmed by these many witnesses to have deviated from their prescribed regulative duties. Everyone engaged in fruity activities is suitable to be subjected to punishment according to his sinful acts.
So in this, Prabhupada has given one lecture on the same words. And there he explains what is the difference between a human being and an animal life. And it says, explained in the Mahabharata, that what is the difference between a human being and an animal? Ahar nidra bhayamai dinam cha samanye tat pashubi narana dharmo bi desho adhiko visvesho dharmena hina pashubi narana. That is the difference, basic difference between human being and animal means both has the facilities for ahara, nidra, bhaya and maithun. And then what is the difference between what is which makes a human being more superior to an animal is he can think of dharma. Dharma, we can discriminate what is doing the activities. So in the previous verse yesterday, Ananitaya Prabhu explained there are so many witnesses who are watching our activities, various activities. So in Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, so Krishna explains how super soul is also everywhere and watching the activities of the living entities. Sarvada pani padam tat sarvatokshi sarvato mukham sarvata shrutimat loke sarvam avrityatishtati. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way, super soul exists and pervading everywhere. So super soul is there in everyone's heart also. So he is always watching what we are doing. So just like for a normal government or in a small state like Maharashtra, we have so many legal departments just to monitor whether all the citizens are following the laws. There are police departments, CAD department, then there is courts and other things. So Prabhupada explains that for a small state like, in a small state needs so much of scrutiny for government of the laws, and what to speak of the universe. The universal management needs more strict law, and there are many departments which scrutinizingly observe the inhabitants where they are following the laws or not. So here it is, in the words it is, Edair Adharmo Vijnata. I mean, the candidates are punishable for those who are confirmed by these many witnesses who are deviated from their prescribed regulative duties. Adharma, adharma means those who are not following the laws. Dharmam the Sashat Bhagavat Pranitam. Those living in the days who are not following the laws set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are subjected to punishable. And how we determine somebody is following or not, see this. Yesterday's verse describes there are so many witnesses who checks whether we are following the laws or not. Prabhupada further explains in his lecture that what is the dando means everyone is in this material world, everyone is dandam arhati karina, means everyone is subjected to punishable, and the ultimate punishment given in this world is death. So one should know means what is our dharma, what is our eternal position. In 15th chapter Krishna explains, mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuda sanatana. So every living entity is my part and parcels, they are my amsha. So, the example is given that considering a finger. The finger is part of this body. It cannot act independently. Whenever the finger acts independently means that is diseased. Means it cannot function, serve the function. It is meant to be serve the body. For example, if somebody is getting an itch, it's automatically the finger goes there to relieve that itch. You don't need special order or anything. And if the finger is not doing that, that means the finger is diseased. It's not able to perform its natural duty. So Prabhupada is comparing the living entities to that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Surube Hoy Krishnaira Nitya Das. His constitutional position of the living entities is to serve as a servant of Krishna. It's not that Krishna needs your service. He's already assisted by so many Lakshmis. There are different grades of devotees serving in different ways. In Vaikuntha Chintamani Pragara Satmasukalpa Vriksha, in Brahma Samhita, Brahma Ji explains there Krishna is served by thousands of Lakshmis, is ready to serve. So it's not that by our service Krishna is need our service, but it is our constitutional position to serve Krishna. So whenever one living entity is not able to execute that, then that means he is diseased. He is diseased with the various material contaminations. So he has to be cured of that. And for that there is different type of treatments. So just like government establishes many prison houses just to rectify those who are not following the prescribed laws of the citizens. So the material world is also compared as a prison house for those living entities who are not following the principles set by Lord. And there are different grades of these prison houses for the treatment. Just like those who are in the mode of goodness, they are given the higher planetary systems. Those who are in the mode of passion, they are situated in the middle planetary systems. And those who are still in the mode of ignorance, deep ignorance, they are given the lower planetary systems. So Urtham Gacchanti Sattvastha Krishna explains that those who are in the mode of goodness, they are elevated to the higher planetary systems. So here, for this movement, you cannot automatically move. Here Krishna has given you a free will in this human form of life. You can change your this disease, you can cure your disease by engaging in devotional service. So there is, this body is considered as a machine by which we can go, means different planetary systems, and perform our devotional service and purify our existence. So this body is considered as a machine, which antararudhani maya, which can use to surpass these conditionings. So there once one atheist came to Prabhupada and he was arguing, why you are always thinking of God, you don't need to do that, means this body is like a machine. He was comparing actually the body to a machine, it's a clock, compared to a clock. You just wind it once and it goes on working, you don't need to do that. The Prabhupada replied, means, yeah, it's true, this body is like a clock only. But the only difference is that your clock cannot reproduce, but what the God has made this machine, the clock, it can reproduce its own clocks. So that is the difference between the man made machine and the God made machine. Every living entity in this material world is trying to enjoy. So Chaitanya Prabhu says, Jivera Swarupe Krishnara Nityadas. But the fact is that only Krishna can enjoy. We are trying many different ways how we can enjoy material sense gratifications. But it's a fact that slowly you will understand that we cannot enjoy anything in this material. In whatever way you may try, maybe this way or that way, it reaches a frustration. You can't get any enjoyment here. Everyone forgot about Krishna. The basic problem is that everyone has forgotten about Krishna. Due to the material contamination, the three modes of nature, we are not in touch with Krishna. So sometimes the materialistic people give the argument that, so why should we do all these austerities or practice this Krishna consciousness? Why should we think of God? Finally, everyone dies. Even an animal, dog is also die, and even a human beings also die. So what is the difference? Why we should engage, put extra endeavor or austerities to do all those things? So this explains the Shastras that only a human being can understand or discriminate what he is doing, and he can only understand about Krishna. He can understand what is the relationship between Krishna and us or the living entities. Even in Bhagavatam, Rishabhdev advises his children, Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Nirloke Kashtan Kama Narhate Bhutimi. He explains to his sons, so what is the point, even after getting a human body, why you are struggling so hard? There is no need to work hard day and night for just sense gratification, which are available even for the dogs and hogs. So in the human, when you get a human form of life, the purpose is to purify one's existence. So by executing austerities and other devotional practices, slowly you can purify one's existence. That is also explained in the first canto, that tasyeva hedo prayate yad kovido nalabhyate yad bhramita mupariyata talabhyate dukkha vadanyata sukam kalena sarvatra gabhira ramasa. An intelligent person who is philosophically inclined will never try for any happiness in this world extending from top Brahmaloka to the lower planetary systems. He knows that distress comes without any endeavor. Nobody endeavor for any distress. As the time progresses, time passes, you will automatically get distresses. Similarly, you don't need to endeavor for any separate endeavor for the happiness or any sense gratifications. It naturally comes by its own way. You don't have to endeavor. The main goal of human life is to purify one's existence by executing the devotional services. Then the Prabhupada further explains that the human body, the existence, the living entity, once you got a human life form of life, the main goal is to purify one's existence. Means in the 16th chapter, it explains one of the divine qualities, abhayam sattva samshuti. Sattva samshuti means to purify one's existence. Purify one's existence means to know that it's complete dependence of Krishna's mercy. That we are completely dependent on Krishna, that by our own endeavor we cannot do anything in this material world. In Vidura's pastimes, when Vidura is leaving the palace, Prabhupada explains in the purport that what is the meaning of Sattva Samshuddhi? Means completely taking shelter of Krishna, that Krishna will protect me always, that I don't have to endure anything for that. By achieving or coming into that platform, one become fearless, abhayam. So abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi. So it's the by gradual process of devotional service, we have to develop that Krishna, we are fully dependent on Krishna. So again, Prabhupada explains that how to do that devotional service. Anya vilashita shunyam, jnana karma adi anavritam, anukulena krishnanu shilanam, bhaktir uttama. So he explains in the Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains how to execute that devotional service by which we can purify our existence. That it should be without any jnana process or karma kandi processes. Should be our unmotivated devotional service towards Krishna. So, we should be. Even the Prahlad Maharaj explains that this human body is adurlabham. Durlabham means is easily gettable, means one is able to get. Durlabham means very difficult to get it. So people simply neglect that opportunity why we are getting the good chance of human life, where we can elevate ourselves and purify these contaminations of this material contaminations. So Prahlad Maharaj also explains that this is the only life where we can purify ourselves, and we should be able to make full use of this human life. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any comments?
As I describe the meaning of dharma. Dharma means following the regulative principles according to Varnashram system, that is Brahmana Kshatriya. But sometimes in Shastra that is also explained as dharma, but then again it is said that our constitutional puja, because dharma means quality. When our constitutional quality is to serve Krishna, and how this Varnashram is also a dharma. Because ultimately devotional service is naam vipra narchana rapati, and still the shastras define to follow varnashram system rules, and that are just according to the body. So who explains that?
So it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita third chapter. It is very difficult to understand what to do, what to not do. This karma is so intricate. That's why it's explained in the Kali Yuga, you should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and he can determine in what level you are. That you cannot assume yourself, hey, I am a sannyasi, or I am at the level of brahmachari or grihastha or vanaprastha, whatever. The spiritual master can properly guide depending on your nature, how your nature is, that he can properly engage you in devotional service so that you can fulfill the particular dharma prescribed. Especially in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to follow all those dharma, what is explained in the shastras for Varnashrama or whatever may be it. So you can simply chant Hare Krishna and follow the four regulative principles under the guidance of spiritual master. Jai. Gurandraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.